joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
Then, if you're going to conquer this which is without, it's a spiritual kingdom, and that mountain, that kingdom, represents your authority. It's time for the church to rise up into her authority and exercise her authority and stop allowing your flesh, amen, the carnal man, amen, the world and all that's in the world to govern you and dictate your narratives. Amen. So we see that that's the first thing. Now authority and rule also mean dominion. In Joshua chapter 14, verse 6 through 14, Joshua chapter 14. Let's take a look at another type of mount. Verse 6 through 14, we see Joshua and Caleb, after having suffered for 40 more years with unbelieving Israelites, that finally they are there in that promised land. And let's read in verse 6 of Joshua 14. Then the children of Judah came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. But I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon thy feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake this word unto Moses while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. 85. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now for war, both to go out and to come in. Now therefore give me this mountain. Come on, look at somebody and tell them, give me my mountain. Whereof the Lord spake in that day, give me my mountain. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there, giants, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. So we see an example there of one who went in and possessed his mountain. He had faith for his mountain. Amen. Now, again, mountains may vary. Let's take a look at something. Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 through 20. Matthew 28, verse 16 through 20. Word of God reads, Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. Let me lay some foundation here first concerning mountains, concerning authorities, concerning kingdom authority, and even spheres where you exercise your authority. Here it says, the 11 went away to Galilee into a mountain that Jesus had appointed them.
Amen.
The mountain that you are supposed to conquer, first of all, should have been appointed by God.
Amen.
See, Caleb went into the mountain that he had chosen, that God had appointed and he had desired and chosen. God gave it to him. He didn't go to another mountain. It's important. Now, mountains can take on different forms, but we need faith for the mountains.
Amen.
Sometime a mountain is a challenge to you.
Amen.
In adversity. It could be a sickness. It could be a disease. It could be financial. Whatever it is, it can be a challenge. It's a mountain. Sometimes a mountain has to do with a place or let me say an inheritance. Caleb had an inheritance.
Amen.
But in his inheritance, there were giants.
Amen.
Sometimes what mountain you are called to can be one of the seven mountains that we talk about. It could be family, government, arts and entertainment, media, business, education, or the church.
Amen.
Some call it a religious mountain. Nothing religious about it. It's the church.
Amen.
But those are seven mountains. So what we must do here as these 11, they went away into Galilee into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them.
Amen.
Are you moving in your appointment?
Amen.
I said, are you moving in your appointment? Are you moving in your metron? Or are you just trying to keep up with the Joneses? Or are you doing it because you can do it? Or are you moving? See, in your territory, if you are ruling in the territory God called you to, you have no fear. You have dominion. But now if you're trying to climb somebody else's mountain, you're going to get real frustrated, might get beat up. Wounded, discouraged, and all of that stuff. But if you're moving as God would have you, then you walk in dominion. So as Caleb had an anointing and a grace to go in and drive out those giants and possess that. So there's an appointed, tell someone there's an appointed mountain. What is it that God has made you good at? Where's your gifting? What has God called you into? That's important. All right. So sometimes in Mark chapter 11 and verse number 23, this is why it's important to be led of the Spirit. Here we see Jesus was hungry one evening and he came by a fig tree. The fig tree only had leaves on it, and Jesus cursed the fig tree and said, "No fruit be on you from this day henceforth," and it dried up quickly. The next day they came by and they saw it, and they said, "Lord, the fig tree you cursed is dried up." Jesus says something in Mark 11 and 22. It says, "And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God," or have the God kind of faith.
Amen.
Have God's kind of faith. "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe, you receive them, and you shall have them." See, sometimes this formula is too simple for some.
Amen.
They got to add a bunch of stuff to it, but he said, simply believe that what you say shall come to pass, you shall have what you say. But see, the thing is, when you say certain things and you decree certain things, and maybe on by Tuesday when you decree it, all of a sudden circumstances take a turn, and the enemy tries to talk to you, about how it's never going to happen for you. But see, that's an indication that you're on the right path. That's an indication, because the devil knows if you stay that course, it's got to come to pass. It's got to happen. It is spiritual law. Jesus said, if you say unto this mountain, whatever the mountain is. I got this little chart up here. Can everybody see it okay? Can you see it over there? This is this. I just want to refer to this a little bit, but this is faith on the quantum level.
Amen.
Life and death, you can choose with your mouth.
Amen.
I'm going to hammer that home to you, because so many saints, they slip up with the tongue.
Amen. Amen.
Loose lips will sink ships.
Amen.
They say, they many saints learn all the church jargon, but when they get outside of the church or when they get home, they talk differently. Like God don't hear you, like the devil don't hear you at home.
Amen.
Amen. But see, this is how the atoms, the molecules are on the quantum level, until someone begins to look at them.
Amen.
They're like that. While nobody's looking at them, they're just like that. But the moment anyone looks into, when these microscopes and look at it, they're just like that until somebody looks. The moment somebody looks, it starts to take a shape. It starts to take a form. Now, science will tell you this. I'm not talking about the skewed science. I'm talking about real science, real physics. That's in line with the Word of God. It'll take on the form, and what scientists don't really understand, because it takes on the form differently with every person. It's different. But I believe this, and you can find out I'm right, that it takes on the form in relation to what you believe.
Amen.
You see, I don't want to get too much into this, but you know, with Satanism and all of that, you know, folks that practice that stuff, they're not playing with Ouija boards. They go deep.
Amen.
They go deep into that stuff. It's horrific. It's horrible. It's terrible. Yes. Child sacrifice. All that stuff. Drinking blood. Eating babies. Stuff like that. They sell themselves. In other words, they go way deep.
Amen.
And what they are carrying way deep takes the form.
Amen.
You got so many saints that are just surface. A little trouble coming your way, and you throw everything to the wind. Well, saints have to go way deep too. Time out for giving up every time the wind blows, every time the cart shakes. No, you got to stand your ground. Amen. And know that greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Because on the quantum level, where there's just a cloud, as you continue to believe, it takes on the form of what you are believing. And then your mouth, in accordance to your thoughts. See, you can only say what you think. A lot of people don't say what they think, but see, those words are empty. They're unemployed words. You can say all you want to, but see, on this level, all this stuff, because everything's made of the same thing, they know what you believe and don't know, or what you don't believe. Well, child, I'm believing. No, you ain't.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Tired of raking your mulch back into your garden bed? Or have you replaced wood siding or a garage door because of rain damage? Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Did you hear the good news?
to run.